Hello and welcome to the Morgan Le Fay Healer Meditation. Get ready to close your eyes. In your imagination, see yourself surrounded in a beautiful white mist that flickers with holographic sparkles of lavender and violet. Just focus on being in this beautiful empty mist, breathing the white glowing mist in and out. Attuning with this pure white empty mist, getting ready to go on vision journey. As we breathe in this mist, we're going to count down from 9 to 1. And as we count down, the mist is slowly going to grow thinner about us. Ready? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Looking about you, you see you are on a wooden boat on a vast marshy lake. Beneath you, you can feel the floorboards of the boat, rough wood, and the way the boat eddies about on the water. On the lake, the sun is high, and the lake mirrors the shifting clouds and the crystal blue sky above you. You can feel a breeze from the ocean that lies far behind you, and the world feels fresh and delightful. On the lake, you can see water birds making nests in the patches of weeds and rushes that you pass. You can see dragonflies flitting about over lily pads that cover the shallower parts of the lake. Above you, you can see birds flying in great flocks. Your boat is propelled by an oarsman who is steadily rowing you both across the lake, the boat gliding on the glassy water. You feel that peculiar motion of being pushed across the surface of the water, and you lean over the side of the wooden boat, being careful not to disrupt the balance of the boat, and put your fingers in the water to feel the current of water flowing past you. In front of you is an island, a small green island made of a small collection of rolling hills and one very strange conical hill that reaches higher than the rest. It is Glastonbury, resplendent in the sunlight, glowing green in the midday sun. Your oarsman propels you towards this island, growing ever closer, moving past banks of reeds and marshes until you reach the side of the island. The boat pulls up by the side of the earth, doing that kind of rocky thing that boats do when they're trying to get in position. And you hold your balance, carefully hold onto the edge of the boat, and step out carefully onto the sacred land of Avalon. The earth is firm and covered in grass. You smile and wave at your boatman, who will be waiting for you when you return, and you make your way onto the island, through the hedges, through the bushes, and through the forests, walking on pathways of twigs and old leaves, past golden cornfields and blackberry bushes. As you explore the island, you find yourself coming up against a wall, a stone wall thick with lichen and blossoming rock flowers. And within this wall is a sacred garden. To get into the garden, you follow the wall around until you find a large, thick oak door. The door is tall, and it opens in the middle. You follow the wall around until you find a large double door in a stone arch made of oak wood. On the double door is inlaid a beautiful design of a Psychopisces made of mother of pearl shining in the light. You put your hands on the door and you feel into the sacredness of this symbol, a symbol of integration, of wholeness, of between and both. You know that this garden holds the mystery of the Psychopisces. And you feel the smooth mother of pearl design on the grainy oak surface of the door. When you are ready, you push the double doors inwards and the doors open to reveal the beautiful garden. It is luscious. You smell the scent of honeysuckle and you walk under boughs of climbing wisteria, past tall, gentle elm trees, flower beds of many kinds of violet flowers, past roses of many colours and rich scents. It feels like a garden from a time out of time, a luminous garden of deep, abiding peace. As you breathe into the peace of this garden, the opulent colours of the flowers, delicious honey scent, watching the little butterflies flitter between the flowers, hear the humming of bees and the song of blackbirds and sparrows in the bushes and trees. You hear in the background the sound of running water. As you explore the gardens, you find a babbling stream. You follow the stream upriver, over rocks, little interesting mossy plants, through a grove of yew trees. Until you find the source of the stream. In front of you, on a high rocky ledge, are two waterfalls falling under rich evergreen yew trees whose branches hang low over the soft needle-strewn earth. You can hear the loud sound of the waterfalls dripping and hitting the pool beneath. One waterfall runs strong and sure, staining the rock that it rushes over a deep rusty red. The other waterfall, on the other end of the ledge, bubbles delightedly over the rocks, staining them a soft, misty white. Both waterfalls fall into a large pool, shaped like a Psychopisces. The white waterfall pours down into one circle and the red into the other. And in the mandala, where the two circles meet, the two waters merge. This is a place of deep alchemical beauty. watch the waterfalls pour down into the Vesica Pisces pool. Watch the hanging yew tree branches rustle in the wind. Then you look between the waterfalls and under the ancient yews, and in the shadow of the trees, wearing many long layers of soft silk and linen in misty lavender blues, stands Morgan le Fay. Upon her head she wears a simple circlet of silver, and over her dark, shining tresses, she wears a translucent blue-violet veil. She is the healer of Avalon. In her hands, she holds up an intricate silver chalice with a wide, shallow cup. She looks at you with her clear, loving eyes, and you take in this scene of the Lady of Avalon holding up the chalice beneath the yew trees, between the waterfalls of the red and the white springs of Avalon. Morgan le Fay walks towards you, her dainty feet walking across the surface of the pool, and she comes before you. She holds the chalice up high, her movements like liquid grace, and she pours the contents of the chalice over your head. The water runs down over your head like honey, melting away any tension in your face and in your neck, in your shoulders and in your back, letting you relax deeper into the peace of this sacred garden. As the water rushes through your clothes and drips onto the earth, you feel yourself earthing in this sacred garden, in the roots of the yew trees, in the roots of the sacred earth. Gently takes your hand, and she leads you step by step into the pool water. You can feel the cold rushing water tickling your toes, coming up to your ankles, your shins, your knees, your thighs, your hips, tickling your belly button, and then deeper to your chest. Morgan le Fay stands beside you in the pool, and she invites you to lie down in the mandala of the Vesica Pisces, where all the water from the sacred springs combine. She stands at your head as you lie down in the mandala of the pool. Floating in the pool, the mandala is activated and bathes you in a magnificent violet light that shines brighter and clearer every moment, like a ray of light that reaches all the way to the sky and the northern lights, and deep, deep into this ancient earth. This is the violet flame of Avalon, the flame of transformation, flame of healing. You feel the medicine of that violet light entering every cell of your body, and the running water around you removing all ill and stuck energy. Imgrana stirs in the pool and she moves to perform a healing on you. You can ask her to focus her healing magic on a particular area of your life, or you can let her do her work and surrender to what she thinks is best for you at this moment. After a time, the violet light fades and you are ready to get out of the pool. You sit up, your feet touching the bottom of the pool, feeling the rush of water around you, and you carefully stand up and walk to the side, the water coming down over your chest, then up to your waist, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your ankles, and then stepping out of the pool to stand at the edge in the shade of the grove of yew trees. Morgana takes her chalice and she walks up to the waterfalls. She carefully holds her jeweled silver chalice in the red waterfall, and then moves gracefully, her silks rippling in the breeze, over to the white waterfall to fill up the rest of the chalice. She walks across the pool to you and gives you the chalice to drink. As you hold the cool silver chalice up to your lips and drink the nectar of the sacred springs of Avalon, you feel this water integrating the healing you have received, anchoring it in your body for when you return to the normal world. Feeling refreshed and revived, you pass Morgana Le Fay the chalice back and you smile and give her your thanks. She looks at you fondly and you turn and you walk back down the stream, back through the sacred garden of peace with the honeysuckles and the buzzing bees, back towards the door which you open and close carefully behind you, touching the oak and the mother of pearl one last time. You walk back down the landscape of Avalon, past the cornfields, past the trees and the blackberries, back down to the grassy shore where the boatman waits for you. You come to the boat and you clamber, a little awkwardly, into the wooden boat, feeling it rock on the water beneath you. And the boatman pushes against the bank and pushes you out into the lake again, this time rowing away from the Isle of Avalon, watching the sky reflected in the glassy lake beneath you. Hearing the sounds of the water birds and the breeze over the open water. And as you cross the lake, you see your vision becoming misty as you enter back into the white mist, slowly. We're gonna count up from 1 to 9, and when we get back to 9, we'll be back in our everyday reality. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Seeing yourself back in the white mist. And one last time, breathing the mist in. And breathing the white mist out and returning to your everyday consciousness.